But first, we got some angry emails this week from Dennis Kucinich supporters after we named the Ohio congressman the official hopeless presidential candidate of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Well, I'm sorry, guys. We are not going to apologize. We're not going to take it back because, first, he does not have a chance. And second, we kind of like annoying Dennis Kucinich supporters. It's fun. It's easy. But tell you what, we will name a Republican counterpart, okay? How about a congressman who is famous only for his crusade against illegal immigrants, a man who hides in the closet of his hotel rooms so he can jump out and demand a green card from the poor woman who cleans his toilet. He announced this week, so Tom Tancredo is now the official hopeless Republican presidential candidate of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. And he will retain that title and all the honors and responsibilities that go with it until and unless we hear from Dan Quayle. He's hopeless. You're not. You've got a chance, at least to win our prize. Give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, I'm Melissa from Redwood Falls, Minnesota.
Redwood Falls, Minnesota.
Yeah.
It just so happens my brother-in-law is from Redwood Falls, Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
And well, I just moved there, so if he has any advice on what to do.
I don't know what advice he would give, but I know what he did, which is he left. Well, welcome to our show, Melissa.
Thank you. Let me
introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a comedian who will be appearing at the Sunset Theater in Carmel, California, on February 1st, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hey, Melissa.
Hello there.
Melissa, were you brought to Redwood Falls against your will?
Well, sort of. My fiancé got a job there, so...
And your enthusiasm is so bubbling over.
I actually am pretty excited. I moved from Brooklyn, New York to Redwood Falls, Minnesota.
It'll be all right. I'm not a big computer user, but there's that, and you can use a phone and write to people.
Oh, wait.
Next, say hello to a humorist and author of Norman Tuttle on the Last Frontier, Mr. Tom Baudet.
Hello, Melissa.
Also, one of the writers of the Washington Post Reliable Source column, our reliable sorceress, Roxanne Roberts.
So, Melissa, did you get a fur coat out of this deal at least?
I got a ring.
There you go. Ring ain't going to keep you warm in Redwood Falls, Minnesota.
Get a beaver hat. Those are great.
Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you will win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Let's do it. Here's your first quote.
Polls suggest he is not well known in the country. Future polls may have to account for people who simply respond, he's dreamy.
That was John Dickerson of Slate.com talking about a man who said this week that, yes, he most likely will be running for president. Who?
Barack Obama?
Yes, Barack Obama. Senator Obama has been called a second coming of John F. Kennedy, except for the fact, of course, that he's black and he hasn't slept with Marilyn Monroe. Although he's so charming, she might just come back from the dead. This week, he announced he is forming a presidential exploratory committee. Typically for him, he did it in an unusual way. He had the Archangel Gabriel appear in a blaze of light to distribute the press releases. The nation's political pundits tried to grapple with the question of how a man who's essentially done nothing yet on the national stage could hope to be president. But instead, they just wrote the words Mrs. Barack Obama over and over again in their notebooks. All right, very good, Melissa. Back to you. Here's your next quote.
I think the Iraqi people owe the American people a huge debt of gratitude. That's the problem here in America. They wonder whether or not there is a gratitude level that's significant enough in Iraq.
That was somebody just zeroing in like a laser on the precise reason that Americans are unhappy with the Iraq war. That's it. Who believes all we need is a big, wet thank you from the Iraqis?
I think that might be President Bush.
And it is. Very good.
That, by the way, is two-term President Bush.
Yes. Yeah. He continued his Willie Loman Memorial Sales Tour this week. Doing interviews with 60 Minutes in the NewsHour on PBS, but every time he has tried to sell his surge or troop escalation, or as the White House now calls it, Operation Whipped Cream on top of the yummy Iraq cake, support for the plan seems to decline in the polls. Now, one of our favorite moments from his interview with Jim Lehrer was Jim Lehrer asked if the U.S. had gone to Iraq, broken a lot of eggs was his term, and then told the Iraqis to clean it up. Mr. Bush said, quote, "I don't quite view it as the broken egg. I view it as the cracked egg, where we still have a chance to move beyond the broken egg."
That's second term, President George W. Bush.
Yeah. So.
How could a guy like Barack Obama ever hope to get to that?
Right. Well, until you've had this much experience, your thoughts just can't be that clear.
Yeah. Wait, I want to go back for a second. He's saying it's sort of a lack of manners, basically.
Well, what this apparently has been at least a small obsession of President Bush's for a while, is that he feels the Iraqis should really be grateful.
Well, I understand that a lot of Iraqis did have the feeling of saying, writing a note. Oftentimes it would happen in the middle of the night, but when they got up to flick the lights on. You'd have thought we could at least have gotten their lights on, you know? Don't you think that would have been a good, like, not that I know anything about occupying another country. But wouldn't you put the lights on? Wouldn't that be a good idea? Just right away, quick? Because don't you really not, it, like, say in our country, would you really, okay, say Barack Obama comes in, he's really great, but he turns out all our lights. At a certain point, it's not going to matter how charming he is, and I think he is charming. I'm not going to care unless he turns the lights on.
He doesn't have enough experience to not turn on the lights.
You're right. It might be years of experience that make you go, well, let's just put him in the dark.
Melissa, here is your last quote.
I don't have the Justin Timberlake or Christina Aguilera voice, but I do have the personality that will charm America.
That was a young man named Troy Sawyer. He has now auditioned 11 times with no success to be on what show that just opened its sixth season?
I don't watch TV, and even I know this, American Idol.
Yes. Very good. The season premiere of American Idol drew a record audience, about 37 million people. And wow. As you heard, just about as many people are desperate to get on the show. Highlights of the season to come, we have an exclusive preview. In addition to a recording contract, viewers will be able to vote on which contestant has the affair with Paula Abdul. And Simon Cowell will actually kill and eat the second runner-up. So that'll be fun.
You know, I've not successfully watched an episode of that yet.
Hey, you tried?
I have tried. And if I wanted to watch a lot of no-talent people dash their own dreams, I'd just go visit my family.
How was your holiday?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah, everybody's fine.
Yeah. Boy,
too bad about
it. You're not going to be invited next year, I don't think. I can't believe you just said that.
Well, I guarantee they're not listening.
Nope.
Carl, how did Melissa do in our quiz?
For someone who doesn't watch television, Peter, Melissa did very well. 3 correct answers. Melissa,
right.
I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.